All right, we are on page Reish Dalet. We're trying to understand the bracha, the first bracha, Berachas Kriya Shema, which has to do with the light of the world, Hameel Oretz. And the first expression, Hameel Oretz, Vadarma Lehabarachamim, Kriya Shema gives light to the world with mercy. So the Barachamim that Rav Schwab explained the other night, that we learned was that the positioning of the earth relative to the sun is precise. And I guess that's the Rachamim. Last night I saw in the Yom Tefillah, the Ksava Kabbalah has a sefer on Siddur. He teaches Hameir La'aretz V'Ladar Malah Barachamim. Hashem's Rachmanis is that the world, it's not like turning on a light switch. The world doesn't go from darkness to light suddenly. It's gradual. And people like gradual change, not sudden change. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is that the light comes up and the sun sets, everything is gradual and you sort of can get used to it a little bit at a time. And that's his explanation. Okay, at any rate, we're up to the second column, the Umamshichim L'chazek HaRayin. We continue to give strength to the thought, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ameil Ores B'chayim Tamid V'ayimim Pasuk. Now this Pasuk we said today in Barchi Nafshi, Amash Chedesh, Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam B'chachma Hasisa. It's an expression of wonder and amazement at all of God's creation. Kulam B'chachma Hasisa. Aimer Asisa Hamayra Al Gemar Ha'asiya Hanira La'ein Ha'adam. Hashem, you made it, which teaches on the Gemara Asiya, that which we see made, La'ein Ha'adam. Shukam Hashem Esifa Lizbainim V'lakar B'chachma Sabriya B'sidrei Ateva. We see something, but when we think about how it came to be, Mizgala Shekol HaHanhoga B'mishtar Nochai B'li Bilbul, the entire nature, which is done with precision, Mishtar Nochai, with a which is governed by, I guess, by which is policed carefully, B'li Bilbul HaKol Api Klolim. We spoke about nature the other day. In the Gemara Shir on Shabbos, we had spoken about spontaneous generation. That the idea that when eggs are laid, they're so tiny they can't be seen. Halachically, they don't exist, and when they turn into worms, they are considered halachically as new creatures. And therefore, the halacha is that if an egg is laid in, let's say, in a raisin, which can be seen, and then it turns into a worm. Those worms in the raisin, you're allowed to eat. They're muta ba'achila. Because the rule is that worms or creatures are only prohibited if they were sheretz al ha'aretz, if they at some time crawled on the earth or flew in the heavens or were in the seas. So Dr. Babbage brought me a test tube. With besides the test tubes, the experiment in the I'll explain to you why it's not working. We have a test tube out front. We put two test tubes. Each one has some basically gelatin. One with yeast and one without. So the one with the yeast is supposed to gradually become filled up with air as the yeast eats the gelatin and gives out the carbon dioxide. It's not working. I think the reason it's not working is it's too cold out there. And the yeast is just not promulgating. Now, what happened with he gave me another test tube with, has fruit fly food, has food on the bottom and a couple of fruit flies in them. And the idea being to see how, worms, suddenly you see worms in the test tube. And then the worms crawl up into a dry area. And I don't know how they connect, they attach themselves to the side of the test tube and form a cocoon and become larvae. And then they suddenly burst out as fruit flies. And that was his experiment. So he gave me the test tube. I put it on the windowsill. Nothing happened. So he said, it's too cold. It's too cold there. So he gave it to me again. And now I put it downstairs over the coffee machine in the cabinet there. I have to get it before Pinchas Newman comes back and puts it into the breakfast on Sunday. And suddenly you see worms crawling around. So, it's amazing. So we have our experiment. And I have to decide if it's muktzeh and I could take it out for the Shabbos here or not. But what's amazing to me is, you see, when I put it on the windowsill, it didn't work. And when I put it there, it worked. So I don't know, God somehow, so how does it work outdoors? So how do, I guess there are no new fruit flies in the winter. So we don't get fruit flies in the winter except in the indoors. What?
Much less.
So what happens? All the eggs, they just freeze and they, I don't know the science of it.
Beneath the surface of the earth, they only let in these insects.
So, but what happens?
They come out of
they hibernate in some way. Okay. Anyway, that's what he's talking about, the incredible nature of the Bria, that, I mean, how do the worms know, like there are no schools in there, no state education guidelines, how do the worms know to crawl up and form their cocoon up, I don't know, it's called a cocoon in this larva stage, and I don't know, the little worms, and you can look at the tomb now, it's got a bunch of fruit flies flying in, a bunch of worms crawling underneath, and a few of these things stuck to the side of the test tube. It's just amazing. Okay, let's move on to the next. Mala Haaretz Kinyanech. And here I want to explain to you the difficulty, which hopefully we'll have. We constantly talk about God as being kaina the world. Mm-hmm. Now, kaina is to acquire, to purchase. It's a very strange expression to me. Kela gola giva naira. So like God went on a shopping trip and the Kaina HaKoel, it doesn't have to be purchased, it means he acquired everything.
He made it.
So what's Kaina HaKoel? It's a long time mystery. So I mentioned the Gra's taich is that Kaina is a Meloshon of fixing. Let's sakain. Kaina HaKoel, Shmerchu fixes, repairs the Bria, when things go wrong, more or less, they usually, nature sets itself straight. That's not, even though I like the Gross Taich personally, I understand it. In other words, instead of saying, Kain HaKoel, God acquires everything, say, Kain HaKoel, God repairs everything and keeps it humming along.
How does that fit in with Amzu Kanisa?
How does that fit in with Amzu Kanisa? It doesn't fit in well. And Molo Eretz Kinyanecha does not fit in well. Amzu Kanisa, Hashem repaired the Jewish people, I don't know. Anyway, all the translations don't use the Gross Taich. They use the Kanisa Taich, right? See, I don't know how the Gross says about Amzu Kanisa because we have a Pirsha Gross just on a very small amount of the Siddur. Alright, so he explains, the traditional meaning of Kinyan. So let's see. Malo Haaretz Kinyanecha. Kinyan Belasha Chachamim. Kinyan, he means Belasha Chachamim as opposed to finding it in Nach. Who asiyas ezapula shal yada nechshav hachefet shalai. Doing something to acquire an object, going hagbav imetaltalim, picking up a container of milk or any portable object, oibeshicha or pulling an animal, kiyaitzabai, himayro mechicha balasi shalakaina ala chefet. It shows ownership. Kabai kein, mala haaret kinyanecha, the idea being that the world is not a free-for-all. And all that happens in the world is not happenstance. Shparach is the active master of creation. Those who don't believe in God, they look at world at nature as an independent force. Without any guidance. And they say that it was at one moment some big bang, that from that the world began. And the world, I guess, expanded through a series of events. And independent actions, b'li tachlis, b'li matara, that happened without any planned purpose. Achasayf kosayf, nizgabesh, v'nisavev, and asa mutzak l'metziyah shal nevram agashmian. Until the end, it all came together and formed the creatures, the physical creatures we're familiar with, the marach hashmayim gashmian, and the heavens. Aval anachdu b'nei Yisrael, mistakam al abriya. When we look at nature, we see Shakel Masi Hashemu, Vazel Anu Machriza Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha. You say God acquired it, it's not that God acquired it, but that God is its master. its owner. Shebechal davar shebaolam yechaylam legalos moisim chaytchem al baalusai. That whatever we see in nature, we see as an indication that there is a someone running the world. Shal odin ha'olam. B'shein ha'olam b'geder hefker. The world is not a place of hefker where anything can happen. Shebechal mashem ayinim. The more you examine, b'toyres hatzmachim, u'mechker ba'alei chayim. When you examine whether it's the world of botany or of living creatures, and mahalacha kechavim b'vilaseilaseyim, until the path of the stars and their incredibly orderly paths of the heavens, v'chachmas hatachuna, and the wisdom of nature, on michgrei hateva shel physics and chemistry, v'chachmas hanituach, or the wisdom of the surgery, v'toiras, mevina haguf, of understanding biology, mefas mefias ra'ayos ve'chachos b'li mispar shekadosh baruch hu bara v'yotza v'asa hakol v'sheyesh manah l'briya. That is some intelligent force guiding the world. V'ze kinyonecha. Kiu kavyachol asa kadosh baruch hu kinyon ba'aretz. Siv kadosh baruch hu kavyachol acquired the world. K'mash shesharu chachamim. Chamisha kinyonu kadosh baruch hu ba'ilama. Eklaim echach eshem shalai. So it's interesting. You say, you mentioned Amzu Kanisa. So it seemed to show when you say God has a specific ownership of Bailas and Klal Yisrael, it seemed to be an indication of a specific guiding hand to the destiny of the Jewish people, and that's
why we see. Why do they use the language Mola Haaretz Bria Sechavim?
Because Bria indicates a one-time event of creation, and the way he's explaining Kinyanecha indicates an ongoing involvement of God. If you buy a field, then you make sure that the field has its purpose and comes to its tachlis. I think that's what he's saying, that Kinyan, it's not that God acquires it, but that God behaves as its active owner.
So that's in line with what it says, that if Hashem would withdraw his supervision, whatever, it would revert back to Tohu Bavohu.
The Maharal writes somewhere in Barak Golan, his philosophical drushes, that his expression is, were it not for God's continuing life force in the world would collapse. Given today's...
Ramam says that.
Which language?
Saudi
God's involvement. They use the lashon of God's... The Mitzvahs would collapse. Yeah. As we understand today that most of matter is really energy. It's hard to believe that, you know, you touch a table and you say it's mostly energy, but, that's apparently the way it is. It's sort of the life force. I don't know. He then adds a personal, observation. B'pamari shaynish and asasi b'jet plane. Says the first time I traveled on a jet, sha'ad os haya darkil and saya, if you're a ruggle, till then I went on a regular airplane. Shai Dezer, Orcha the Siyasi le England. Yoim v'chatsi, it took me a day and a half to get to England. Vayim in a hechrach, latzer, behem saderach, beveiz makaymais, with two stops on the way. Ad oz hoysa hatisa, benomuch lamata, meha anonim, we flew below the clouds. Vayisev shoros, liris hayam, mechtiches hakerach hagadoylem, sheshotu b'sech hamayim, and the ice floating, in the water of Shai Devarim to fly in Shalteva. It's interesting. He's saying that when you fly below the clouds, you can observe nature much more. It was possible to see the oceans. She's Chadish, a jet plane. Hamohir, Nasasi Bai. The first time I went on the swift, jet, Misiyasi Rishida, Sha'alti Rishus Mehamamunim, Lispala Bamokim Mutsna, Lashok Tana, Umilabukashasi. They allowed me to stand on the side and daven. Ubi Hagila Tevois, Marabu Masecha Hashem, Nisragashti Vistakalti Derechachaloin. When I got up to Marabu Masecha Hashem, I guess, here in the Berchus Kriya Shema, I looked out of the window. V'spinanti ala pela hagadol, she'enidi l'mayla meha anonim. I'm above the clouds. Hi. My Rabu Masecha Hashem. I don't know, when I'm above the clouds, I feel like I don't belong there. It somehow makes me uneasy. Like, human beings don't belong on top of the clouds. I don't know. My whole life, I never said, Marab Masech Hashem, it was such amazement, the first time you're on top of the clouds. Anali Shekenu Misragish B'chopam. He has this amazing, every time, Shemizbainim B'pirchei, what's that called? Genza Blumshin. A daisy, it says in parentheses. Every time I look at a daisy, Eshetzaymchenu Gedelim Min Ha'adama.
Blooming flowers,
okay. The tiny roots. Every time I look at a daisy, see, I don't got to go above the clouds. I look at a daisy and I see it. Zechreni Hashapam is Bate Moiri Rav Reb Yeruchim. The Mashgiach and Mir Va'omer Shekamoishim Mavarchin Shekaycha Gvrasim Ali Yolim Kshesh Ruach Sahara. And just as when there's a tornado, Mizdazim Be'ema, and you're afraid, V'dayegim, Shabrakim Le'yaziku, and you're afraid that the lightning and thunder shouldn't do damage, you make a bracha, Kaychik V'rasai, K'may Kein Ha'yabem, Estrich L'Navarech, Kaychik V'rasai, Me'le'yaylam, Akais Malay Mayim, and a cup of water, Shayigam Zehu, Kaychik V'rasai, Shal Kodesh Baruch. Ach, Shemach Shekatnus, Majrik Aseinu, Ein Onu Mis'ayrim. Because of our low level, we don't feel it. Kim Beroy Stover built Rogel Kadeli Lis Vakeach Le, let's try to pronounce that word, Bekach. We have to see something unusual. But Be'emes and Mizbainim Bechol Purer or Purer Shaldava Nimzabailam Efshalahachra is Marmasan Kulam Bechav Masisa. So Dr. Babich shows me the test tube with the fruit flies. He says, I have students that are, pardon me for saying this, but he told me you have students who are moving the testes of these flies. You look at the flies, I mean, you take off the wings, there's nothing there. And these flies have got organs inside of them. It's just the most incredible thing. I asked him, how do they, he says, do it under a microscope. I said, a microscope, I understand, but what tool do they use? Like, how do you remove something so tiny from, say, shrug, you know, that's what we do. So it's just, there are two things that are amazing. The Bria and the wisdom that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave human beings to be able to look at things that way. It's just absolutely incredible. So,
take a walk on Ocean Parkway.
I told you, somebody once was in the fruit store and Rabbi Miller was there. So he said, go first. He said, I'm not here to buy. I'm just browsing. Okay.